Kim Jordison Kim For Colwood Council. CA Kim For Colwood Council, are you associated with or running as part of a slate? If so, which one? No, do you live in the municipality where you are running, and if so, for how long? If not, what is your connection to that community? Yes, I live in Colwood. I lived in Colwood between 1989 to 1992 and then again in 2014 present. But have lived in the West Shore since 2001. What is your occupation, and for how long? Administrative assistant with Island Health. I have worked as an executive assistant professional since 1993. Tell us about your previous elected and/or community experience. I have been a voice against various issues such as blasting when our family lived in Langford and a community member advocating against important issues, such as the rezoning development next to Havenwood Park, since living in Colwood. I am currently a volunteer researcher, patient partner for organ donation with the Canadian Donation and Transplantation Research Program, CDTRP, and have been since 2014. I was a volunteer for BC Transplant from 2012 to 2022 as well as a trainer for the Heart and Stroke Foundation. I have been a volunteer member on the Finance Standing Committee for the City of Colwood in 2015-2016 and have been a reserve constable with the Esquimalt, Victoria Police Department. Why are you running? What's your motivation? The motivation behind my decision to run in this election is quite simply that I want our community to feel listened to. I truly believe that community engagement is not only desirable, but necessary and worthwhile, as it can lead to more equitable, sustainable public decisions and improve the livability of a community. The residents in our community matter, and we need to ensure that the issues that are impacting their everyday lives are heard and that we all collaborate together for improved outcomes. What are your top three issues? Community engagement and transparency. A commitment to listen to the community in order to building deeper, stronger and more trusting relationships. Fiscal responsibility. A commitment to create a better, stronger, more successful community for the next generation while ensuring a better balance between spending and taxes. Responsible community growth. A commitment to address the issues of herd, balancing growth and green space, adherence to the official community plan, a community vision, protesting parks and green spaces, attainable housing, affordable housing, doctor shortage issues, community safety, infrastructure updates, partnerships, community accessibility, seniors aging in place, and a healthy community. All this while ensuring climate change and emergency planning is at the forefront of all decisions made. What's your vision for your community in 25 years? My vision would never be just my vision. The vision for our community is a vision that the community believes in, because working together can lead to improved outcomes. When we are better informed from the residents, we are better able to meet community needs. In 25 years, I would hope our community would be a healthy community that we want to live, work and play in, one that we love, and want to protect. My hope would be that our community would be well planned out to include places and spaces that cultivate belonging, inclusion, connectedness and engagement, while striving to create the conditions in which all residents, no matter where they are in life, can thrive, now and in the future. What's one big idea you have for your community? I would like to see our seaside community beautified while working collaboratively with our Colwood Arts and Cultural Organization, all while growing a more socially, economically, and environmentally sustainable community. We need to build with balance and offer a variety of land uses, housing options and job opportunities within our community, offer choices. We need to maintain a sense of place and hold on to the very thing that makes our location unique, keep our character. And lastly, that we preserve the natural beauty and open spaces of our community, better planning with balance and considerations for the climate crisis upon us.